Welcome to Talks from the Bible, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith, Galatians 6:9-10. The various situations of life can cause even the most devoted to become faint-hearted. We must not faint. We must press on, continuing to be faithful in the work which God has given unto us. There is work that must be done. I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work, John 9:4. Our call and purpose in this life is to do good and serve the needs of others so that we reap the reward. We are promised a reward for our continuance, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, 1 Peter 1:9. We are promised help along the road of life so that we do not faint. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:29-31. The admonition from God to us is, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. 1 Corinthians 16:13-14. We must not falter along the way of our journey, but by patient continuance in well-doing, seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life, Romans 2:7. We will only reap the reward of our labor if we do not faint. The journey to the heavenly land is scattered with the bleached bones of multitudes who fell by the wayside and were unable to continue. After passing through the sea, Moses and the children of Israel sang, "The Lord is my strength and song. He is my salvation. He is my God. And I will prepare him a habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him." Exodus 15:2. We must from time to time pass through the sea of difficulty and disappointment, but we must not lose heart nor faith. The advice of the wise man was, "If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small." Proverbs 24:10. Do not be small in strength, but mighty through the power of God. His promise has forever been and will always be true, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee," so that we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." Hebrews 13:5-6. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.